Of corn?
A turn of corn.
Or meal or wood?
No.
Okay. If a light goes out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new...
bulb, light bulb.
Okay. If you carry washing out to hang it up on the line, you carry it in a...
hamper. No.
What do you call the clothes hamper?
No, a clothes hamper, you put your dirty clothes in.
Okay.
Carry it out in a basket, laundry basket.
Yeah, okay. Let's see, what goes around the barrel to hold the staves in place?
Metal band?
They call it?
They call it something else, but I used to run along. With a coat hanger and make me
what do you call those things?
I don't know if I'm trying to think.
I've got an idea. There's another name for it. Kids used to play with these things. They go around and,
hula hoop.
Yeah, that's it.
Hula hoop. But they're not called hula hoops.
What about just hoops?
Hoop. Barrel hoop.
Okay.
Barrel hoop. That's what it is. I used to roll one of them. Okay. Couldn't think of a hoop. Barrel hoop. I'm getting smarter, man.
How about, let's see, if you had a bottle, with a top in it, you need something to, for instance, a wine bottle.
Yeah.
What is that little
cork
thing? Okay. This is a musical instrument that you play back and forth.
That's a harmonica.
Okay.
Or a French harp, which way you want to call it.
Okay. Which would you usually call it?
Well, harmonica.
Harmonica. Yeah. And then this is a little musical thing.
You saw,
okay. And what do you pound nails in?
Hammer.
Okay. If you had a wagon and two horses, do you know what the one wooden piece between the horses is?
It's a tongue.
Okay. And if you have a horse pulling a buggy, and before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
staves.
Okay. How about the steel on the outside of a wagon wheel?
That's a wheel. That's a tire. That's a wheel. That's
okay.
A tire. Wagon tire.
How about a felly? You heard that?
What?
A felly?
Uh-uh.
Okay, you call it a tire.
So yeah, wagon tire.
Okay.
Or a buggy tire, whichever one you're speaking of.
Okay. On a buggy, the thing that the traces come back in order to hook on, it's called the... Okay, well, let's see. Let me put it this way.
The signal tree?
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead, I got you.
What's that?
I'm following you now. I had it first. Yeah.
Okay. Now, in a wagon, you'd have two horses, and each one has a single tree. And what do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to?
Double tree.
Okay.
Boy.
Let's see.
Yeah, old city boy.
You know a lot about it. Okay, what would you say somebody is doing when he is filling up his wagon at the wood lot and taking it to the house, unloading it, and filling it up again?
What I say you're doing?
Yeah. Say you're putting... taking wood back and forth or something. Would you have a word for that? You'd say he is...
he's hauling wood in the house.
That's okay. What is the thing you use in a field when you're first getting ready to plant corn? Okay. Are there different kinds? Do you know anything about different kinds?
Well, there's a... what's called a sail tree plow. Double shovel plow.
What are the differences of those? I don't know anything about
them. I really don't know that much about it myself. I know that a big turning plow is one big blade.
Yeah.
That's what does the plow. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, on this budget, you're talking about a horse-drawn plow. Or you're talking about a tractor-drawn plow.
Well, tell me about the different kind, or each kind.
Well, what I know about is that one single horse-drawn plow got one great big old plow blade on it. And then the tractor, of course,